The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
They're the do-nothing Democrats. They don't do any work. All they want to do is try and win the election in 2020. So they come up with this impeachment nonsense, and everyone knows. The conversation, all based on one phone call that I had, there was no quid pro quo. And when the American people find out what happened, it's going to be a great day. And you know what? We have to go back to building our country, because 99% of Nancy Pelosi's time is spent on this. She should worry about lowering the price of drugs, which I've done. But it's hard to do it without the help of Congress, about creating border security, which I've done. We now have hundreds of miles of wall under construction on the southern border. She should worry about infrastructure. She should worry about the USMCA. She's not doing it. I just saw part of a press conference before the president came. I'm sorry to bother you with this, Mr. President, because we have other things to talk about. But I will tell you, I just watched part. She says, oh, drug prices. Well, she's been trying to get drug prices down for how long has she been in Congress? For years. She should focus on her own district. Do you see what's happening to her district? We call it Tent City. It's terrible. In fact, we just sent a violation to the city of San Francisco. Unsafe water, unsafe conditions, environmental, EPA. Our EPA, which is doing a great job, is sending Nancy Pelosi, with all the talk about EPA. There's needles and drugs all over the street. There's tents. There's people that are dying in squalor in the best location in San Francisco. It used to be a great city. Now you have to see what's happened to San Francisco. You happen to see what the Democrats have allowed to happen. As an example, what they've allowed to happen. Just take a look to Los Angeles, great cities.
Okay, almost everything that man just said was a lie. This is unbelievable. He's been doing this all freaking morning. I have to tell you, this has been like the most amazingly unhinged Trump, and I'm talking about Trump, so I'm saying, unhinged for him. This man is terrified. He's flailing. He is grasping at straws. He is lying and creating for his alternative universe base, for Al-Qaeda, for Cult 45, a complete alternative universe of bullcrap. It's unbelievable. I mean, here he is. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, this is how it started. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff this morning decided that they would have a press conference, right? And they would discuss where the economy is and where all these bills in the House are. And I told you, there's so many bills in the House that every time they pass a bill in the House, it goes to the Senate and Mitch McConnell ignores it. Now, he could take it up. He could debate it. He could review it. He could add to it. He could counter with his own bill. There's a million things that he could do. But they produce no proposals of their own, no debate, no introduction of the bill, no markups, no amendments, nothing. They just ignore it. They just ignore the people's business. And they've been doing this since Nancy Pelosi became the Speaker of the House after the 2018 routing that the Republicans took, okay? Because America, you know, we did have one crack at the ballot box with this man as president, and we said, oh no, oh no, oh hell no. We need checks and balances. We need a prescription drug bill. That would be H.R. 3. We want gun, background checks. That would be H.R. 8. We want paper ballot backups. That would be H.R. 1. We need election protection. That would also be the For the People Act, H.R. 1. We want an online option for registration, H.R. 1. We wanted, to be able to register same day, H.R. 1. We wanted enhanced background checks for private sales. That would be H.R. 1112. We wanted some climate action. Now, the climate action that the House has passed is so basic and so entry level and so simple and so easy that, you know, obviously the Grim Reaper, could sign on to it. All it says is America will rejoin the Paris Accords. That's all it says. That's H.R. 9. And then there are other, pieces of environmental legislation to protect our water, clean it up from lead. That'd be H.R. 1331, S-47, the Natural Resources Management. I mean, you know, it would take me the whole 2 hours to go through all the legislation that the House has passed. In their first 6 months, they did, 10 extremely important bills. And now they've been, trying to separate out the bills into small little tiny pieces that perhaps Mitch McConnell could not ignore, could agree to, could somehow say, oh, all right. But he won't. He won't, because he is the self-defined, self-identified Grim Reaper.
Well, Senator McConnell, your response to these new attacks from Nancy Pelosi, complete, Senator, with props and poster boards at McConnell's graveyard.
She's got it right. She's got it absolutely right. For the first time in my memory, I agree with Nancy Pelosi. I am indeed the Grim Reaper when it comes to the socialist agenda.
Socialist.
That they've been ginning up over in the House.
Yeah, free and fair elections and paper ballot backups. It's a very socialist idea, isn't it? Clean water. Why only socialists get clean water? Background checks on, being able to buy an Uzi on Google, on the internets, right? That's very socialist. It's also socialist, the whole thing. The flood management program. Three quarters of the country is underwater, was underwater, it will continue to be underwater. Yeah, we did 9 bills on veterans issues, veterans access to child care, directing the removal of the United States Armed Forces from hostilities in Yemen that have not been authorized by Congress. The removal of armed forces from hostilities in Yemen that have not been authorized by Congress was another one. That was H.J. 37 and S.J. Senate Resolution 7. Okay, he won't ask for a vote. We wanted to do H.R. 3. She was talking about H.R. 3 today. What is H.R. 3? H.R. 3 is giving Medicare, the awesome, awesome ability to negotiate the price that program pays for prescription drugs. Well, that's controversial, isn't it? It is, because the Republicans have been fighting that since the passage of the ACA. One of the conditions of the passage of the ACA was literally to prevent Medicare, this awesome government program that takes care of seniors for the most part, that they would have the ability to negotiate with Big Pharma the price that program pays for prescription drugs. That was a compromise to get the ACA passed. So we've been trying to do that forever. Somehow the Republicans think it's a bad idea for people on a fixed income to be able to pay less for prescription drugs through the Medicare program. Somehow that's a very socialist, bad, bad, bad idea. I can't figure it out. Violence Against Women Act. Oh, that's socialism, baby. Whatever. So this is a big freaking stupid lie that the do-nothing Democrats, but he's just trying to tell his base. And we got a phone call from a guy yesterday who thought I was drinking Kool-Aid because I actually read the congressional record, because I actually know the bills, the numbers of them, what they do, and that they're there, and how many passed, and how many passed with some Republican support in the House. But Mitch McConnell is the self-identified Grim Reaper who refuses to do anything for any American ever. But I'm the one drinking the Kool-Aid. So here you have the president today, who is in this. I mean, he knows impeachment is real. He gets it now. It's super freaking real. It's happening. It's going to happen. He is going to be indicted by the House. That's impeachment. What Mitch McConnell does with the trial, that's still a big, giant question mark, because yesterday he said, well, there's a Senate rule and I got to have a trial. But how long it lasts? Well, now that's another matter. Now, that could mean one of two things. Either Mitch McConnell knows he can't expose Republicans to actual evidence gathering because they will be implicated, and so he will go ask the president to resign to protect himself and his members, and so the trial will not last very long because he will tell the president it's time, you got to go. Or he'll have opening arguments and then he'll call for a vote and that will be it, and it will die without any presentation of witnesses. I don't know what that means. I really don't know, but he's obviously, all about self-preservation too, that McConnell Grim Reaper is.